Stuff like, I'm a soldier in the army. We went to the same church. You know, I'm a soldier in the I'm a soldier. Let's go, let's go. Everybody clap your hands. I got about 2 minutes to let this go. Y'all ready? They would sing this, mom. I don't know why they would say, if I die, let me die. And the, like, why would you say that? If I die, let me die. Say, oh, if I die, let me die. Yeah, if I die, let me die. Sunday morning, everybody clap your hands. I feel churchy. I feel protector. Yeah, everybody clap your hand. I grew up on stuff like that, and I didn't understand the songs. And so another song will come out of the blue. Some of y'all may not know this, you may. They will say, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I told you, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And then we'll do it. Everybody clap your hands. Moving around, clapping my hands and jumping. And I'm like, bruh, these songs are really, really good. So somebody will jump up and then you'll hear another one like this. They will say, living, he love me. Come on, church, hey. Freed me forever. One day is coming back. Glorious day. Come on, one more time. Living, he love me. What you done for me? You say what? Jesus, I'll never say. How you what? Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I said, God is a good God. Come on, church. I said, God is a good God. I said, God. Everybody clap your hand. Clap your hand. Not the devil's in between it. Clap your hand. Everybody clap your hand. So I grew up on stuff like that. I didn't, you know, since this is our first time we on a date tonight.
Come on, y'all. Let's give God some glory for all of the things that he has done in our lives. I thank you so much for joining us for our daily love from him above, noonday Bible study prayer. Thank you so much for being with us. I am overjoyed about what God is going to do through me to bless you this morning. I want to, first of all, let's just go straight into it. We'll do announcements at the end, today's scripture is Jeremiah 29 and 11, and it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I don't know if it's becoming a theme or it's just how God is just dropping this thing down in my spirit. I am starting to do previews of Sunday morning message on Saturday at noon. So today I'm giving you a preview of Sunday's message. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. My devotion, my thought, my view, my prayer for you today is to know that he's working it out. Man, I just want you to understand it, that life seems so random. People, stuff, news, the sharing of news, the bad news, that he's got a plan. That I understand everything that's going on. I understand all of the people. I understand what folks are saying. I understand what you think. I understand that bill collectors might be calling. I understand that you don't know where I came from. You don't know what I did. I understand all of that. But guess what the response to that is? For I know. See, the problem with this is that we don't understand that who's declaring the I know is that the Lord is saying it. Is that the Lord is saying he knows everything that you are thinking, every thought that you've had, every desire that you've come up with, every negative view of yourself or for the future, for the unknown. I know the fear is in the unknown, but I came to give you a word. How y'all doing today? Thank y'all so much in the comments. I love you all so much. Thank you for joining me every day. My plans for you, God says it like this. My plans are to prosper you. Yeah. So if you, guess what? If you're not winning, it ain't over. It means what? It means that prosper. It literally does not mean financially. Watch this. It's not even about money. It means to make you plentiful, to make you great, to increase you, to prosper. You're prosperous. You're increasing. You're doing good. That God says, I need you to understand that money ain't everything, that people don't understand what you got going on. But I came to tell you that my plans for you was to prosper you, not to harm you. Guess what? I don't have any desires. I don't get any kicks or giggles. I don't get any satisfaction out of you not getting better. You not achieving what I had in store for you. Get with me. I have a plan for you, a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, a plan to give you hope and a future. What does that mean? It means that if you're looking in the future and you're not hopeful, that's not God. I came to tell somebody, stop worrying. Because when you're worrying, you just feel the same effects from the bad situation twice. Just let that go. Hold on to God. Trust God. Believe God. Let God handle it. Let God move. Let God manage and maintain every single area of your life. I believe it. I know it. I love God. I love you. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, tomorrow morning, I got a word for you for building on this foundation, because you cannot build on a foundation when doubt and despair is still taking up residency in your life. This word tomorrow is going to bless you. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for daily love. Thank you for joining me every day. Remember, we're every day, Monday through Saturday at noon. We're here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for our Sunday word from God. And I'm asking everybody that joins me for daily love, join me tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're sowing first fruit. We're sowing sacrificially. If you're not a tither, we ask that you tithe that day. If you are a tither, we ask that you sow a sacrificial seed into our first fruit offering. We're sowing into the expectation of what God is going to do for us in this year. That's first fruit offering is Sunday at 10 a.m. I love you all. Thank you so much. Let's go to God in prayer. God, I love you. I honor you, God. I thank you for this day. I thank you for your people. I thank you for the authority that you've given me, for your clarity of your voice, that we see victory in every area of our life, God. We claim it because you've declared it. And because you declared it, that is enough. For that, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in the only name that matters, the Christ that died on Calvary's name. We do pray and ask these things. Amen. I love you all. See you tomorrow at 10.